I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The new Netflix film, Roma, is getting Oscar buzz. There's also big buzz around actress Yalitza Aparicio. She stars in the movie. As Cleo, the housekeeper. Now the preschool teacher turned actress is on the cover of Vogue Mexico. For the Mexican indigenous actress and her community, this is a pretty big deal. Arlene Davila is an anthropology professor at New York University. So looking at the reaction on social media, what does Yalitza Aparicio's cover on Vogue tell us about the importance of representation in media?
It tells us everything. I mean, what you've seen, this kind of great outpouring that you've seen is an incredible reaction to the fact that we're not used to seeing images like this. Certainly not associated with beauty, certainly not in the cover of Vogue. So this is a big moment that speaks to the invisibility of the indigenous community throughout the Americas.
In Mexico, what are the dangers when certain groups of people are not represented in media?
Well, in Mexico is especially important country to be having this conversation because, as you know, Mexico has been historically dominant in producing and exporting media content throughout the Americas. What U.S. Latinx populations see as representations of Latino, Latin America, it's white, blue-eyed actors and actresses. So the fact that throughout the Americas, most of the media that's also produced throughout Latin America does not have Afro-Latinx people, do not have Black Latin Americans, and certainly not indigenous Latin Americans.
What would you say is a typical portrayal of indigenous people in Mexican media, and how does that correspond with how they're treated?
I can tell you that what we see in the context of U.S. Latinx media in terms of Mexican soap operas, for instance. First of all, you will not see indigenous leads anywhere, certainly not romantic leads. You will see them primarily as domestics. That has been the dominant representation of the indigenous in throughout the Americas, has been as domestics. You know, we don't see them as teachers. We don't see them as actresses. We don't see them in any kind of professional roles. So that hasn't changed. I'm thinking back to the dominant trope of India Maria, which was a very popular character in Mexican telenovelas and television that actually was exported throughout the Americas. The idea was the, you know, indigenous Maria, which was, you know, dumb and was not modern. And the whole show revolved around the trials of the indigenous character trying to figure out the city in Mexico City. But historically, that has been the representation, right?
So you've seen Roma, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So what did you like about the movie? Because Yalitza Aparicio is a domestic worker.
Correct. Well, I love seeing her in every frame. Cuarón is an amazing filmmaker, and he makes everything look beautiful. But, you know, when you see Yalitza, you know, I think she steals the entire show. I consumed the film as a fairy tale. This is Cuarón's fairy tale of the relationship, the domestic relationship between the domestic and his family.
Very autobiographical, I understand.
Correct, and it's very personal, right? But I think that's interesting because we see her life through his eyes. So again, you know, we have to remember that this is, while she's the lead character, we're not seeing a story from her perspective and the perspective of a domestic. That's why I think it's important that viewers realize that this is a more romanticized view of what that kind of relationship probably would look like from the standpoint of the domestic herself, but also of the many domestics that do look like Yalitza, that are indigenous.
The fairy tale that is Roma contrasts with that beautiful cover of Aparicio in Vogue Mexico. What did you think about that when you saw it?
I was moved. I was literally moved. And I'm not the only one. I mean, I almost cried when I saw it. And I think that getting the response, you know, I tweeted something, bellissima, you know, because that's how I saw, you know, she's just so stunning, you know. And when you go to Latin America and you see so many beautiful indigenous looking, you know, we're an indigenous people and we don't know it. And that's so important to remember. And that's what that cover does. And I was also thinking in relationship to the U.S. Latinx population, all the people that look like Yalitza who are now, they're the ones that are being now separated from their families and dehumanized in the context of the U.S. migration debate, the refugee crisis. These are all Yalitzas that are out there, you know, and they're, all of them are as beautiful and as human. So I think that Yalitza kind of brought that to the forefront